Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Been talking this week and praying about the path we travel and the way we live life, the direction we walk in each day, in our attitudes, our actions, our interactions with others. And today we're going to talk and pray specifically about the path of freedom. And may not be quite exactly what first comes to mind. And Psalm 119 verse 32 says, I run in the path of your commands, for you have set my heart free. Think about that verse specifically and the idea of being set free. There's almost two issues present in that little short verse that seem to be, well, they seem to stand in contrast with each other. The commands of God and freedom. So many times we hear freedom, and we think what it means and what we want it to mean is we can do whatever we want. I have freedom. I don't have to listen to anyone. I am in charge of my own life. That's kind of the American model of what we think freedom is. But if you really think about it, it's not true in very many parts of our life, if in any. Our freedom is set within boundaries, with parameters, with guidelines and laws and regulations and commands. And it's true in our freedom in Christ. God's word is given so that we can run in freedom. Years ago, when I was focused in youth and children's ministry, I came across a study that found that school playgrounds were more effective if they had a fence around them. And the vast majority of students, if there was no fence around the playground, would congregate in a rather small area, often near the center of the playground area that has been set out. But once a fence was installed, these same students would spread out throughout the entire property with no fear of crossing the line. And as I think about that study, my mind wonders if it's still true. The study was at a time, at the time that I was working in youth and children, was some time ago, where there wasn't nearly the predominance of, well, wanting to cross the line. Or I wouldn't say it wasn't even not people, children not wanting to cross the line, but there was a greater fear of consequences for crossing the line. And it seems that more and more children of all ages, including our age, whatever your age might be, and my age, aren't nearly as concerned about what might happen if we disobey, if we cross the line. But at that time, there was such concern that we would generally go to extremes to avoid at least getting caught. And so that fence became the parameters, became the law, became the commands of the playground. And once it was set, the students could run free. There was no fear. There was no worry. today it probably has more to do with safety, but in that time it was more to do with freedom, knowing. When I go driving or hiking through mountainous terrain or places where the edge of the road or trail might drop off drastically, having a guardrail there, having some sort of barrier that makes it clear where the edge is and provides some protection, gives a greater amount of confidence in my using that road or trail. Generally, my speed would increase because I felt safe. I could run, I could drive, I could walk freely, knowing that I was within the commands of that particular situation. Not worrying so much if I might slip and stumble and fall. And this path of freedom that God has laid out for us is His Word. It's His commands. It says if you stay within what I've instructed you, there is freedom to run. There is freedom to live. There is freedom from fear. How many times have we lived life kind of looking over our shoulder, wondering if anybody noticed? Perhaps even wondering, did God notice? And when we begin to live in fear, it changes not only who we are, but it changes how we interact with others. When we're fearful of potential consequences, we have a tendency to hide our real self, to hide our intentions, to hide from, well, attempt to hide from God, but to hide from others, from one another, from those that ought to be our encouragers and supporters and family. And as we look at God's Word, He says, here are my commands. Here are the fences, the guardrails, so that you can run in this path of freedom. To run without fear, to run without worry, to run in freedom. And I think so many times we look at life and we try to control it. We try to set parameters not only on ourselves and sometimes not even necessarily on ourselves, but we try to set them on others. I think of the New Testament and Paul addressing the various churches, gatherings of people that have come from different backgrounds, different ways of life, different practices, and especially the differences between the Jewish audience and those that had grown up in that lifestyle and that atmosphere and that belief, and the Gentile audience that had grown up completely different. And throughout it, you have this tension between those of a Jewish background thinking that the Gentiles had to become just like them, and the Gentiles thinking, why would I do that? And Paul coming along and talking about the freedom that we have in Christ, within the parameters of His Word, not a freedom to sin, not a freedom to go against God's Word, but a freedom to live in those areas that, well, God's word has given us freedom to live in, to choose a variety of things. And so when we look at life today, there are things that I don't like. But they're not necessarily sinful. Others may like them. Others may enjoy them. But for me to say you can't do that because I don't like it, I don't think it's proper, I don't think it's appropriate, but just because I don't like it, would be kind of hypocritical and would be wrong. But when we use God's word as the basis for our boundaries, for life, then we have freedom to run in the path of God's commands. Our heart has been set free. And I think it's why Paul writes, it says, therefore there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. That's the setting free of our heart. We know that our walk and our run and our life is in Christ. And our heart, it has been set free. The enemy is the one who wants to convince us that we're on the edge, that we're not really safe, that we have to be fearful. And God comes along and says, follow my commands. Live with a heart set free. Run in the path that those commands have set out. And give others the freedom to run in that same path. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. Your love has given us the commands, the parameters, the boundaries of life, so that we can live in freedom, we can run in that path. Father, as we've looked at already this week and prayed about your word and how it levels out that path, how it keeps us from stumbling, that same word, that same ability that keeps us from stumbling allows us to run free. The worries of tripping and falling are greatly diminished when we realize the path that we're running in is your word. That we're staying on that path. We're not straying. We're not looking over the edge. We're not taking detours. We're surrounded by your commands that not only provide direction, they provide protection. Father, as we stay within those boundaries, may we run with great freedom. May we live with great freedom. May we give others great freedom. Father, forgive us for those times where we've put restrictions and burdens on others simply because of our preferences and our likes and desires. May we be very careful to know your word and to understand your commands, to allow those to be the guidelines, the boundaries, not only for our own life, but for what we place upon others, what we expect from others. May the freedom that we run in be the same freedom that we give others to run in. A freedom defined by your word. A freedom that is built upon love. And Father, in those times where we do come up against that fence, when our brothers and sisters are up against that fence or maybe have even crossed that fence, may it be that same freedom of love that draws us back, that calls out to them, that desires for them and for us to refine that path of freedom. That path marked out by your word that allows us to run. Father, as we are filled with your spirit, may we run in this path of freedom. May we live with hearts set free. May doing so be attractive to others in a way that represents Jesus well, that lifts him up so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.